Hi, I'm Kate Smurthwaite and welcome to my Quite Sarcastic News podcast. Today is February the 8th and we start off with religion, and the Archbishop of Canterbury has come under fire after offering his support for some aspects of Sharia law in Britain. He said we needed to face up to the fact that some citizens do not relate to the British legal system. I thought those people were called criminals, ho-hum. Trevor Phillips from the Equality and Human Rights Commission said, "The implication that British courts should treat people differently based on their faith is divisive and dangerous, although it would have probably do wonders to increase attendance at my newly founded Church of No Speeding Fines." In the US, and Mitt Romney has withdrawn from the race for the Republican presidential nomination. He said, "In this time of war, I simply cannot let my campaign be part of aiding a surrender to terror," which confuses me, not only because the US declared victory in Iraq several years ago, but also because how exactly would you surrender to terror? Go home and watch horror movies? He went on to claim that a Democrat president would retreat from Iraq and declare defeat, whereas a Republican, of course, would stay there until they'd been properly defeated and then still claim victory. Now, science, and a report from Iceland says people who marry a distant relative have more children. They suggest the results of the survey may be due to genetic compatibility. Alternatively, it could reflect the cost savings of having less in-laws round at Christmas. Now, politics, and Nick Clegg, the Lib Dem leader, has said that the UK overuses medication to treat mental illness. He highlighted members of his own party who have battled their demons using nothing more than neat whiskey and legions of rent boys. The results of a survey by the Lib Dems found that some patients were waiting 2 years for counselling, which is a bit like, "Hello, is that the Samaritans? Your call is important to us here at the Samaritans and has been placed in a queue. The next available operator will be with you as soon as possible. There are currently 9,475,286 people in this queue. Please continue to hold the line." Now, media, and a poster published by the Christian Congress for Traditional Values, has been attacked by the Advertising Standards Authority for using the slogan, "Gay aim, abolish the family." The ASA think the advert is likely to offend gay people, no shit. But isn't the issue more that it's likely to make everybody think that the Christian Congress for Traditional Values are from another fucking planet? I'm really tempted to write to them and ask if they can send me the rest of the alleged gay manifesto. I did go and look at their website, and it turns out their other main campaign issue, fairly closely related, is telling people not to worry about global warming. Remind me to go back to tomorrow and do a search for their policy on abortion. It's bound to make great reading. Now, the royals and Robert Brown, the Jersey accountant who believes he is the illegitimate love child of Princess Margaret, has won the right to put his case over access to royal wills. He says he realised he was related to the royal family in his early 20s when he lost the ability to talk without spitting and had to be fed through a nose bag. He's still with the royals, and if you heard the exclamation, "Oh my God, I can't believe those nans are so big, I've never seen anything like it," you'd be mistaken for thinking Wayne Rooney had walked into a roly-poly theme brothel. But in fact, Prince William said just that when he visited a curry house in York this week. The restaurant owner said he was proud to have served the prince. The off-licence next door was just as proud to have sold him a case of lager and a straw, and a local resident said it was an honour and a privilege to have the young prince puke on his dog on his way home. That's all from me for today. I shall be back on Monday. Until then, thanks for listening. I'm Kate Smurthwaite. Goodbye.